Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know how many people pick their nose and then put it in their pocket?
No.
Well, every day for the past 4 days, she hasn't returned one call. Was it a scratch? Or a pick?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What? I don't.
Yes.
That is not a thing.
I guarantee I'm not alone.
No.
I guarantee
Chewy,
I'm not alone.
It was a scratch.
Hey, it's me.
Don't you think I know the difference between a pick and a scratch?
If you're picking your nose, you're not putting it in your pocket.
Wait,
you're flicking it. You just took it
flick.
Out of one orifice. You're not putting it in another.
You're telling me you pick your nose and put it in
not
your pocket?
Not anymore, but I used to.
Was there any nostril penetration?
There may have been some incidental penetration, but from her angle, she was in no position to make the call.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about
silly. Silly. Silly me. Sort of thought we were done with the Giannis Antetokounmpo will he stay or will he go conversation here in Milwaukee. And I'm sure that there are many people out there who are listening going, yeah, we are done with it. But Shams Charania from ESPN, ESPN's NBA insider yesterday, tried to reignite the conversation. And he tried in earnest. I mean, these are not like, well, I don't know. These comments by Shams yesterday are basically saying there is someone out there in the ether in proximity to Giannis who believes that this thing is still in flux, that it still could go either way as far as whether or not Giannis will be in Milwaukee or not. So we will begin with this. Let's take a listen to what Shams said on Get Up about Giannis Antetokounmpo's future.
So, Pete, I'm looking at the date. We're standing here. It's August 4th, right? Sources tell me there's still nothing set in stone about whether Giannis Antetokounmpo will stay in Milwaukee or whether he will be leaving. And so he's continuing to evaluate his future. I reported it in mid-May that he's evaluating whether his best fit is in Milwaukee or is it elsewhere. And that process is continuing. Pete, there's been some very real conversations over the last week or so. Constant question that Giannis has, though, is can I win a championship with this roster? Is this roster going to be one for this upcoming year and 2026-27? He wants to win a second championship. So he's asking that question over and over. There are multiple teams waiting in the wings, potentially, if Giannis this offseason still makes that decision.
Could he have not asked that question in late June, early July before free agency?
This is a very tough decision for him, though.
So that's what he had to say on Get Up. And then yesterday, he was also on KBN because our guys in the afternoon were like, hold up, wait a minute. Why are we still having this conversation? We sort of thought this was a done deal. We sort of thought we were operating under the guise that Giannis is, in fact, going to be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we are moving on. Here's what Shams had to say about why he is reporting what he is reporting on ESPN. Will, I'm going to give you a dealer's choice here.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, you've known me for a while. I mean, I just keep my head down. The main thing's the main thing, and my job is to report, and I that's all I'm focused on. Accurate, transparent, fair, responsible reporting. And so, definitely a story that I've been tracking for a while. I mean, if and when Giannis Antetokounmpo hits the market or is moved, obviously it would be monumental for every team, every person, everyone around the NBA. And so it's definitely been a topic I've been monitoring. And, you know, it's something that could very easily be, you know, like there's nothing with Giannis. He's good. He's secure. He's 100%, going to be a Buck for life. Like, you can come up with any way to phrase it. But it's obviously something as I reported this morning. There's still nothing set in stone.
Shams also telling KBN in the afternoon that this could go on until training camp. Of course, training camp typically opens around October 1st. So, Chewy, your reaction to what you heard from Shams and the situation that apparently is still ongoing here in Milwaukee.
Well, it's more for those people that think these guys are just spinning yarn. It's one of two things. It's one of two things. And that's it. It's as simple as it is. Because Giannis controls the narrative. It's either he likes this, he likes the attention, he likes the dust up, or he's not sure. Because all he's got to say is, hey, I'm coming back to Milwaukee. That's it. And then it's all put to bed, which he could do very simple, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't done that. So it's, like I said, one of the two things. He's enjoying messing with the media a little bit. And we did it during the day. We'd say stupid things to see if they'd bite on it. And most times they're smart enough not to bite on it. But it's either he's having fun with them or this is a real thing.
What did you get to? Okay. What did you try to get to somebody to bite on?
I don't remember. But what Brett used to do it all the time just because it's such a long season. And back in the day when I played, the media was, ask Jason. They were around in the locker room all the time. So they were spending 2 hours a day with us just sitting there watch us eat a couple Wish sandwiches and stuff like that. And we used to try to play with them, and they'd figure it out and have fun with it. But it's like I said, it's one of the two things.
I just wonder how new this is, because it seems like Shum says the same thing every time he's on ESPN. Oh, this isn't set in stone. Oh, this isn't what my curiosity is how current is this information? Was this still the information you had back in early July, in June, at the end of, you know, at the end of the season?
For whatever it's worth, Gabe, I can't imagine. That's not how these insiders operate. They don't sit there and go, back in June, I was told this status update, and on August, whatever it was, I'm going to just rely on what I was told. They will check back in with their sources, especially if Shams has to go on GetUp yesterday. Okay, I'm just going to give you, pull back the curtain, standard operating procedure. He can't go on GetUp with no new information.
But there's no new information.
But he would be required to, at the very least, reach back out to his source and say, what is the latest? And he would report that. Now, there's a couple things at play here. Somebody is telling Shams this, okay? You don't get to that level of insider status by making up information. You just don't, guys. It's just not how it works, okay? Shams has bosses. Shams has editors. Shams have people who hold him accountable. While he may not have to reveal those sources to his bosses, there is a checks and balances. There is accountability at that level. So I just want to put it out there that, like, he's not just making this up out of thin air. He's not just mad-libbing his way through this. Someone is telling him this. What I need to know is, how close to Giannis's inner circle is this person? And is it possible that they do not have accurate information? It is possible that Giannis has made his decision and plans on being in Milwaukee and is moving forward with that expectation, and that somebody feeding Shams this information is just a little too far removed to know that Giannis is there. But it is also possible, guys, that that person is in the know and that the reality is he is still deciding.
Could it be from other teams? Could it be
irresponsible reporting?
No, like call the Knicks up or someone from the Knicks call and say, hey, I think Giannis's agent.
You would
called
have to vet
here.
That information with Giannis's camp. Let's go through the list, guys. Let's go through the list, hypothetically speaking, of who could be telling Shams this information. Is it the Bucks?
It's not the Bucks.
Okay, great.
Feel very confident crossing off the Bucks.
Is it Giannis's agent?
That seems like his agent or someone at the agency.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It would be some lower level person in the agency.
I believe he's represented by Octagon, is the agency that he is represented by. So that would make sense that somebody at the agency is giving that information.
We're hypothesizing. We don't know for we're just talking our way through this. What would the incentive be for the agent / agency to say that he has not made his decision yet?
Right, another player on the Bucks. You know, young player. Because I'll tell you what, I'll give you an example.
What would the incentive be for one of those guys?
Well, Bob McGinn back in the day was really smart after a team meeting. Because when you're a rookie, especially in 90... I'm not saying I did this,
It is a friend of yours.
After a team meeting, he would grab a young, you know, from Moorhead College, who's never dealt with the media, and be like, well, so where are you eating tonight, and what was the meeting about? And that's
Sure, and I totally know that that happens.
Yeah.
I've used that tactic before as well
sure.
to get information where you talk to people who are not used to having cameras in front
Correct.
Of them, not used to talking to the media, and oh, and then they sort of get diarrhea of the mouth. That has happened. But Shams isn't walking into the Bucks locker room. This is all over phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a phone call, and he's saying, what are you hearing? What's the vibe? What's the latest? And I mean, that's where the information, again, don't know who's saying it and don't know how close they are to the Antetokounmpo inner circle. But I am very confident Shams is not making up this information just to go on television and hack off the Milwaukee Bucks fan base.
I can't imagine it's anybody in the inner circle from Giannis, because it seems like the inner circle from Giannis is all family. Like, that's it. That's the list, right? Like, it's going to be his brothers. It's going to be his mom. And that's like, that's the inner circle. So I don't think it's coming from there.
And when we mentioned the Bucks, by the way, the Bucks did put out a single emoji tweet yesterday. The yawn face had to be in reference to, in response to the report from Shams yesterday. Who else are we missing?
I don't think we're missing anyone. I mean, again, we've talked to Shefty about this in the NFL. Like, it's a lot of this information for insiders like Schefter, like Shams, it seems to come from agents. And it's the exchange of information, right? So maybe, hey, this agent's going to tell Shams something, and then Shams has other information he can share. And it's a two-way highway, because Shams it has all these relationships across the league. So my guess is someone from Octagon, whether that's Giannis' agent himself or somebody within that organization, that seems to be the most logical place this information would come
from. All right,
from.
So why doesn't Giannis just come out and say, I'm coming back? He's putting into it, I'm coming back.
Well, and so there have been a few occasions on social media, and I believe at this card show this past weekend, where if you want to believe Rorschach test type of stuff, if you want to believe that Giannis is committed and is dedicated and is coming back to the Bucks, you could see it and say, there it is. He told you. He was at a card show this weekend. In fact, we have the sound from it. Will, go ahead and give me the sound from Giannis at the Sports Collectibles Convention on Saturday.
Maybe like 1,000, first 1,000 autographs that I gave away. And then I was like, no, I can't be doing this for the rest of my life. Like, I want to have a long career. I'm going to play like 15, 20 years in the NBA. I can't be doing these autographs. So all in Milwaukee.
Now he said, now the guy says, all in Milwaukee. And Giannis says, all in Milwaukee. And he winks. And again, I think he's just kind of playing to the audience a little bit. Giannis is an entertainer. Giannis is a showman. So I do think that, like, if he was going to announce it, I don't think that was it. Okay? I think it was a sweet moment. I think it was a cool moment. I don't think that was Giannis announcing his future is in Milwaukee.
Why the wink? I just think he likes it. You know? I think it's his little spotlight, which is fine. You know? And I told you about free agency. There's nothing like being a free agent, because you love getting the free agent treatment when you go around.
You've shared the story of when you were playing Tampa Bay and Tony Dungy coming up to you.
Yeah.
Obviously, Holmgren didn't like it, right?
He didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's probably, oh, hey, I'm wanted across this league. Like, I'm guessing there's a boost to the ego, and it feels good.
And then Denny Green, I'll never forget, I did a function. I forget where it was. And it was like in February, right before free agent was supposed to start. And he said, they ain't letting you go. Don't be. Because Jeremy Green's son worked for my agent.
Okay.
So this is how that works, man. Everyone knows everybody in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not going to lie, flattering.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go.
Where are your percentages?
Holmgren didn't want you to go.
No, I mean, I didn't want to go take a visit. That was worthless because I got too much stuff going on.
Yeah. You're a busy man. You've always been a very, very busy man. Everybody knows
that. We have thrown our percentages out there before. I believe they have always been above 90%. I will say that after this recent one, it doesn't move mine dramatically. I'm going to go with a 94. I am 94% confident Giannis will be back in a Bucks uniform. But until he comes out and says it emphatically, dramatically, officially, that he is staying with the Bucks, that he plans to be on the Bucks roster 2025, 2026, I am willing to entertain the possibility that he will be elsewhere.
95.5. I'm not moving off.
I'm 90.
Because, I mean, all the things that existed before still exist now in terms of, okay, he wants to win a championship. He knows, okay, I can't do it with the Bucks. Where can I go? There's no place that can trade for him that's not going to give up young assets and going to have to give up young assets because the Bucks again are going to, if he leaves, they're going to, it's not going to be in secret, and they do a bad deal the way that the Mavs did for Luka, trading him away to the Lakers and not getting that much in return. The Bucks are going to get every last thing they possibly can. It is going to be a bidding war for Giannis, and that's where Giannis is going to end up going. And that team is probably going to look a lot like the Bucks team does now, where, oh, yeah, now all of a sudden you don't have the young assets. All of a sudden you don't have these draft picks because you had to trade them away to acquire Giannis. And at that point, why go through the process of changing teams when you're just going to be in a similar situation here in Milwaukee?
800-990-3776, your reaction to the latest from Shams about Giannis. Again, you heard us. We're all above 90% that we believe Giannis will be back. The longer this continues to go, and as I said, Shams reporting on KBN yesterday that this could go all the way to training camp before they have an official decision and official answer. Does it change you? Do you feel a little uneasy? Let us know, 800-990-3776. For your next night out, revel in the fusion artistry and flavor with Sushi at St. Kate. It offers guests an elevated experience where freshness and creativity converge in every bite. St. Kate the Arts Hotel introduces the addition of an exciting new sushi menu to its culinary repertoire, and you should indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, and expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
This August, you have a ticket to a cash carnival at Pottawatomie. Play with your rewards card and earn entries to win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Drawings are every Thursday through August 28th. Your fortune awaits at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More information available at Pottawatomie.com. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, it is that time of year for fantasy football. I believe ours is coming up a couple weeks.
The 20th, yes. 20th?
All right. Man, I was going to have him guess when it was. We just got an email about it yesterday.
All right. All I need from you guys is the top 10 ranked. Who's going one? Who's going 10? Give me everyone in between there. Okay? I will give you, you guys know all the names. I'll give you three misses.
What? Okay.
Three misses.
Oh, I'm surprised he gave us three misses.
Oh. Confident, a little cocky. I like that. All right. Give me
top 10 fantasy projections.
PPR, right?
PPR.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is number 4.
Jamar.
Jamar Chase is number 1. Is he that good?
He won the Triple Crown last year for wide receivers.
Okay.
Not a lot of guys have done that in league history.
Okay. You got two down.
Shoot. How about Bijan?
Bijan Robinson is number 2. Another shocker.
He's the guy who catches the ball out of the backfield. So you get the rushing and the receiving.
Okay. I hate how this is done, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, I just value quarterbacks more.
That's the not
face,
how it works.
I know, but they're the face of the franchises.
Yeah, they're faces of the league.
Of the league. And I'll tell you this. Not one is in the top 10. Okay? That makes it a little easier for you.
I wasn't going to pick a quarterback in the
top
10. All
right, you have 3.
Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson is number 3.
That's where I was going to go. Blast! How about, should not be as difficult as it is. I'm nervous about McCaffrey.
Oh, he's going to be on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. McCaffrey on the list.
McCaffrey is number 7.
I was nervous that he might be too far down on running backs and that there might be enough wide receivers that sneak in front
of him. No, because he's a running back who catches the ball.
So you got
that's always in the PPR, that's always going to be highly valued.
Okay.
You got Chase 1, Robinson 2, Saquon 4. McCaffrey 7. Do you have one more?
So we've got 5 so far. Jamar, Bijan, Jefferson, Saquon, McCaffrey.
Okay, you said Jefferson. Okay, you're halfway.
I will go with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs is 5. You got 6.
Last. I'm thinking CD.
CD Lamb is number 6.
All right.
So you're cooking
it's
with butter.
It's pretty split, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there have been years when this has gone running back, running back, running back, yeah. running back, wide receiver.
I will go with, we'll go Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra is number 10.
Woo!
So you got 9 Snuck and 8, and that's it. You could run the table. Without a swing and a miss.
Give me the wide receivers that you have on there, please.
You got Chase, you got Jefferson, you have Lamb, and you have St. Brown. You got 2 to go.
How about Puka?
Puka is number 8. You got Unmas.
You think it's a running back or a wide receiver?
No, it's a wide receiver. It's going to be Malik Nabers.
You ran the table. 10 for
Malik
10.
Nabers?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right,
they have nothing on that team, and he is really good. Yeah.
And
he is really good.
The first quarterback, number 28. Yes?
Lamar?
No.
Oh, so it's going to be Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
I just think that's stupid the way they do this. We need to invent a new one. And then the first new point system. And then the first Packer would be...
First Packer's probably Josh, right? Jacobs?
Yes. Number 18.
Okay, yeah. Second round.
Then it's got to be Jordan Love, right?
Jordan Love.
You think
I'm
a wide
scrolling.
Receiver sneaks in front of Jordan? Optimistic projection.
I'm guessing there's a chance that
Golden?
Reed and Golden could be ahead of him. So I'm guessing Reed and Golden, because I think Joshy mentioned that they're in a lot of the fantasy drafts he's been doing. Those
okay.
two are like right next to each other in a lot of these rankings.
Matthew Golden is next up at 78.
Okay.
Still scrolling for Love.
Yeah, Love isn't a super valuable
and this
fantasy
is top,
player.
Oh, Jaden Reed, 102. Tucker Kraft, 113. I don't think Love's getting... Oh, there he is. 122, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
So there's your pack.
He's not a quarterback that, even when he is healthy, it's not like he's going to be putting up huge rushing numbers.
Yeah.
Huge rushing touchdown totals, the way that a lot of those, some of these other quarterbacks that are going to be ahead of him are.
Yeah.
This is a team that ran the ball 52% of the time last year.
But right behind him?
Jordan Love is not a... is who's right behind him?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, because he doesn't run the ball at all.
No, but he's got a
yeah, he's
good
got,
receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way that they handle quarterback points, guys like that that don't run
yeah.
just aren't as valuable.
Okay. All right, you guys nailed it. Way to go. Run the table.
If Josh was here, it would have been a lot faster, too, because he's...
Oh, that's right. He's got 900 little...
Teams.
Fantasy.
The topic on GetUp right now is, could Jordan Love repeat Aaron Rodgers' Packers history? I'm trying to read the closed caption to see what these guys are saying on that. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
Hey, we were just talking about fantasy football, and it's almost that time of the year where, again, fantasy football's on the mind. So August 20th, fantasy football draft, it's back as ESPN Wisconsin is going to be taking over the Pottawatomie Sportsbook for another exclusive event. You can join the ESPN Milwaukee Fantasy League. Go head-to-head with us. We're all going to be kind of running the team. Josh is going to be in charge of it as you draft a championship team. We're talking free food, great prizes, full VIP experiences, all for, you know, fans 21 and up. So caller number 6. Caller 6 right now, 800-990-3776, to win a spot in the ESPN Milwaukee Fantasy Football League. So caller 6 gets you in the league right now, 800-990-3776.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
If you're buying a new home, Great Midwest Bank helps guide you every step of the way. Great Midwest Bank takes care of all of the best options. So when you're ready for your big next life decision, you'll get fast and flexible mortgage pre-approvals straight from Great Midwest Bank's experienced and most importantly, local loan officers. From start to finish, you can bank with confidence. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender. See all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com. That's greatmidwestbank.com. Not sure if you got a chance to read the Players Tribune yesterday, gang, but Jordan Love got very vulnerable, very candid, writing about his childhood, writing about his upbringing, the support from his mom and his family. Chu, I'm not sure if you were aware of this. I have been trying for, it feels like several years, to get a one-on-one with Jordan Love about the death of his father. But Jordan Love's dad took his own life when Jordan was 14 years old, a former police officer in California. And they had said they had no idea that he was struggling. But then how that decision ended up affecting Jordan and how his mom really investing in him and pouring into him is a big reason why he is where he is today. It was really well written. And he talks about Gabe feeling like he is being compared to Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's his own guy, and how it's really important to him to be able to carve out his own legacy as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but unfortunately for him, that's just what comes with the territory, right? Like, for a while, Aaron was compared to Brett until Aaron was able to carve his own path and win his own MVPs and win his own Super Bowl and do those things. And when you're early in your career, and you're following a Hall of Famer, no matter what you do, if it's a coach, if it's a player, you're going to be compared to that one that was there previously. And the way you carve your own way is by having success, is by being able to win division championships, get to double-digit wins, host playoff games, get to Super Bowls. That's how you carve your own legacy.
I don't feel it, though, as much as I did Aaron being compared to Brett. Or is that just me? I don't think they compare him.
I mean,
they compare the numbers and stuff like that, but they don't do as deep a dive.
I would agree, and maybe that was because the whole Brett thing was so polarizing when it happened, and it just kind of hung. And honestly, Brett being more beloved than Aaron was, right? And having such a big part of the fan base want to hold on to Brett and not make that transition to Aaron. Whereas this time around, I feel more of the fan base has embraced Jordan earlier than Aaron was embraced.
Yes, and I don't think the sense of urgency is as glaring. I don't know. It's like, how soon after did Aaron win the Super Bowl?
His third year starting.
His third year starting?
Yeah.
And what year there?
So he sat for three. So year six.
He was drafted in 2005, and they won it in 2000. Do you consider it 10 or
10.
11?
Is that where Jordan's at? Six?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel the same sense of urgency with Jordan now. Maybe that's because of Goody as I did with Rodgers.
Well,
or am I wrong?
I because when Aaron took over, the team was just in a different spot. Because in Brett's last year, they went 13-3. They hosted the NFC Championship game. Brett called it one of the more talented teams he had ever been around. So there was already a lot of talent. When Jordan took over, the entire roster felt like it turned over.
Yeah.
Right, they went with all this youth movement, so it was just the franchise itself was in a different spot roster wise.
Yeah, I see that. I can see that because it seems like when Jordan started that first year was a total reset.
Yeah,
right? Where it wasn't with Aaron, but even this year, yes, do we want to win the Super Bowl? Absolutely, but I don't feel the same sense of urgency. I don't think they're there yet. Maybe I'm wrong. Van Ness develops.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think that your sense of urgency scale is being affected by your perception of the talent outside of Jordan Love? Like, do you think that you're looking around going, we talk about it all the time. Where are the superstars?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about all the time, right? And it's not us. It's not us saying there's no superstars. Every list that is compiled has the Lions with blah, 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 blah. And they have all these other teams. And then they're going, this guy could be really great. You know, you got Josh Jacobs and you got Xavier McKinney, who people are like, yeah, those are studs. But from a superstar standpoint, maybe that is contributing to your quote unquote lack of sense of urgency.
It's lack of superstars at important positions.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if you were to rank them top to bottom. Because right now, and I was a little surprised Jason praised Jordan as much as he did after Family Night, because, I mean, I gave it a C plus, B minus. He's got to be better than that. And it's early in camp, and the offense is always lagging behind the defense, but I'm just saying, if they're to compete for a championship this year, he has to play out of his mind. Fair?
I don't know if out of his mind
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I'm going to push back on the out of his mind only because we have seen an elite level of play from Jordan. So again, I think we should use that as the barometer. Just play the way you did at the
That's
end of 2023.
Yes.
But you have to play at that level at a... Like, to me, it's just consistency. It's a consistency thing. Not that he has to play like that for all 17 games, but 12 or 13 of the games, you got to play at a very high level.
Yeah, like crappy teams, you don't have to play great. You're going to win. You should. Mm-hmm. You know, you're playing Tennessee Titans. Come on. Throw left-handed, and you're going to beat them. It's just like, you know, the thing we harped on last year was the marquee wins. And he's got to be the difference when you're playing a marquee team.
Oh, and he was not the difference in that.
He was not.
Against playoff teams last year, it was not very good.
Yeah.
Completion, you know, 13 touchdowns, 9 picks, 85.7 was the
quarterback rating. Am I missing something?
In the 2-5.
What did you do? You just pull a little sheet out of your backpack and it's got all the Jordan Love numbers on it?
Against playoff teams from a year ago, yeah, in the regular season.
No,
just
hold
carry
on,
that around
Jen,
with you?
Jen,
I looked it up a couple weeks ago and thought we
Give
might need it.
Give me a timeout. That's not for this show. I guarantee that was not for this
no,
show.
No, it was 100%
for
this
show.
That is
for the national show.
It was,
you
no.
are a liar.
It's got from 7/23...
Are you
our
on
show
national
sheet.
Today? Are
no.
you on?
No. Look, so this is the show sheet, 7/23
right,
from our show.
I just want to make sure that I follow your logic. You're saying he does prep work for the national
Correct.
Show, but no prep work for our show. Gabe, a rebuttal?
Mr. I don't prepare for anything. Shouldn't be throwing stones over there.
I prepared for power rankings.
Yeah. By tappity-tapping the address into the browser bar. Goodness.
No, I looked this up right before training camp because I figured that this conversation was going to happen and I wanted to have the numbers.
I take it back. But if you were on national today, I wouldn't take it back.
No, I'm on national Thursday and Friday this week.
Okay. We'll see if there's any notes on Thursday or Friday.
I held on to this because I knew that this conversation was going to happen eventually of, hey, Jordan against those playoff teams, those marquee teams. They were 2-5 against playoff teams last
Fair.
Year.
I mean, the fact that you're giving him a tough time about prep work is hilarious to me. You make the argument we should be doing more prep work. Gabe, how dare you prepare for a segment?
You're making us look bad.
Raising the bar and whatnot. Guys, if you're looking to bring more organization and beauty to your home, I cannot recommend Closets by Design enough. I posted a picture yesterday on Instagram. If you haven't gotten a chance to see it, go take a gander over at my Instagram stories because my closet is gorgeous. I've been working with Doug and his team in Mequon for the past few months. They helped design a warm, incredible space for all of my clothes. You know, I've been in television for 20 years. You know, I've amassed quite the wardrobe, but I needed a place where things felt organized, get the clutter out of there. And they did just that. They're a leader in custom storage solutions since 1982, combining quality, beauty, and a true commitment to customer satisfaction. And even though it's a national brand, Doug and his team are right here in southeastern Wisconsin, so they can bring that personal, local touch. No obligation, in-home consultations, custom designs, and the best value in the industry. If you are ready to get organized, call Closets by Design in Mequon and tell them that Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Brand new partner I'm excited to tell you about here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and it's Events by Design. Boost culture and captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. The creative team at Events by Design truly enjoys the work they do, believing every event should not only just be successful, but fun. One people are still talking about years later. They were out at our golf outing on one of the holes, a par 5 on the back out at the bog. They were playing walk-up music that everybody was just loving and enjoying, just made the event that much more fun. I went to the Bucks Soiree this year. They were responsible for that. And all the details, all the little things that you want to get right at a big event like that, Events by Design, absolutely nailing it. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events. So retain that top talent by investing in your culture today. Just search online, Events by Design. They design, you party.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, put a poll on the old Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Are we calling it Twitter still? Do I need to be saying X?
No, it's Twitter forever.
Forever and ever, amen. All right, give me 2 seconds. I'll pull that bad boy up. Jen predicts the Brewers will go 22-6 for the month of August, which includes series against the Mets, the Cubs, and the Blue Jays. Are you buying this or too optimistic? 77% of respondents say no, too tough a month.
Well, the best record in baseball for a month this year is 19-7, so 22-6 would be impressive.
They could do it. This is the team that can do it, gang. Wildy and Tal.